It always seems to surprise me how certain people can wander around so careless of their circumstances, ignorant of everything save what triviality has caught their attention for the moment. Take a walk down any commercial street in the Western world during the daytime and you will see what I am talking about. Scores of people shuffling about in a zombified state, fixated on sating the most basic of their urges, completely oblivious to the world of possibility that exists around them. They experience nothing above their own immediately perceivable situation, living entirely within a world based upon the social dogma of individualist materialism. Commercial Street serves as a perfect simile for the workings of modern society. Having sanitized the surroundings and removed all that might remind them of their mortality, modern people are free to roam aimlessly through concrete paradises in search of individuated material reward. Though they like to pretend this makes a person free, modern people are in fact slave to their own urges and desires. They have assumed a lifestyle where nothing attains value above the purely material, and they are unable to transcend their position of one in a mass of mindlessly selfish uniform beings. To the kind of people who cannot be content with a lifestyle like this, such surroundings and such people can be both depressing and oppressive. In at least a metaphorical sense, the natural domain of the mentally emancipated nihilistic person is in the night, surrounded by the echoes and stirrings of nature. Where one's senses heighten, nerves stand on end, and in order to just survive, one must be aware of all that is going on around them. Here is where one's mind is unleashed from the fetters of materialism, and one's imagination sparked to life. Most people in our time have very poorly developed imaginations. Partly, this is due to the majority being of inherently small intellectual capacities, but partly also because our modern social environment stifles imaginative thinking. Rarely are people's minds fostered in a way that pushes them to look above the temporary and immediate to discover new realms of possibility, but in fact are more often than not encouraged to lose focus of all but the temporary. The carefully attuned mind is able to see reality for what it is and abstract its parts and processes into wild, vibrant forms. This is not about self-deception or inventing illusions, but about encompassing in one's worldview a scope that exceeds the basics of human material utility and envisages all things as intertwined entities within a design grander than the individual parts alone may tally. It is from such minds that the greatest art and the highest visions of humankind have emerged, and will always emerge.
Thank you.
According to the modern dogma, that which is exceptional and fantastic is a violation of universal equality and an abomination to the materialist utopia we have established. Because striving for equality will always be a process of reducing that which is lofty to the level of the lowly, as the opposite is seen as tyrannical, that which desires to rise above the mob is to be hated. Thus, the social machinery of modern society employs a tactic of restricting access to society for those who seek transcendence beyond the lowly, and makes the mentioning of the unequal value of different human traits a taboo. As effective as this is at suppressing idealism, as long as exceptional people are born, the will to exceed the ordinary will never be completely destroyed. Even if it may only express itself for a brief instance before being dragged back down to the level of the crowd. The strongest creative soul will always refuse to be contained by slave morality or herd aspirations. Though its striving may be a tragic endeavour, it will always aim for the ideal. Art will always open the way to transcendence for those who seek it. It is eternal, and possesses a power that extends far beyond that which may be found in humanistic value, and resides high above us, amongst the stars, waiting to be reached.
Yeah. green fields.